All right, everybody. Let's see. We're here. All right. We are here. Welcome back to the Big Ben Show. Remember here to like, subscribe, and actually share this video. We've got Coach's Corner, and we've done something different now. We've got the MCHS boys and girls here. We've got, I've got the list. We've got Erica Clifton and Madison Dingler. Alex Copeland, Sawyer Parks. Look at that. I got all your names right like that. I'm pretty excited. I hadn't seen you guys, but we were saying it's 9 years, and I remember when you guys were in sixth grade. You guys were on, I don't remember whose team y'all were on, the Celtics, maybe? Celtics? You were on Janet's team, right?
The Bucks.
The Bucks. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. See, I remember all these little things, but it's so good to see you guys, and I'm trying to share this on my personal page, but it's so good to see you guys, and like you carried your love for the game of basketball and girls, and seeing you and from your Erica, your family and your dynasty and everything. It's Terry's the man. But I want to get back to we didn't have any players on last week, so we'll cover a little bit. And let's see, we had a game last night, actually. You guys had a game last night, and it was against Cornersville, correct?
Sure.
Yeah, so let's go into, as far as the girls, let's go into how that game, what was the last time we'd played them? We were talking, Madison, it was like, 30-point, it was like a 30-point thing, it was a 30-point thing or whatever.
Yeah, we beat them by 31, I think.
Yeah, it was 31 point, yeah, 31, 30 points and everything. And so what was the message going into that game, like, for both of y'all? And then I'll ask you guys. I'll talk about the guys' game here in a minute. But what was it for you girls going into this game, beating a team, you know, that bad? What's the kind of motivation and message?
Coach Spencer kept on telling us that they're not just going to lay down, or they're going to want to fight back because we did beat them so bad. And also, they keep everybody close in their gym. I guess they shoot well in their gym, so we just didn't want to overlook them.
Right. Is it how did the first half go? Was it, in a lot of the games, and we were talking about Erica, we noticed at first we come out strong. We come out real strong. So how was it, or Madison, how was that how was it all in the first half of basketball?
Well, we started off really strong and we had a big lead, and then we just went on a dead route, couldn't score.
Yeah. Was that like in the third period or?
No, at second quarter we kind of shut down. The first quarter was really good, and then the second and third was not that good. We kept on fouling and turning the ball over a lot.
Mm. Were you guys doing like a lot of pressing, or were they like, what was
no,
the?
No, we didn't even have to press them. We were just playing good defense, and then Chloe got in foul trouble early on, and and we just kind of shut down.
Mm. Wow. And, obviously, and what was, how were you guys able to, like, to come, even though, like, fouling, like, the fouling issue in the second half, how were you guys able to, like, kind of bounce back, or not bounce back, but just kind of,
Chloe got to
stay strong, even though Chloe had fouled, gotten into some foul trouble.
She had two fouls in the first quarter, so she had to sit down, but then after halftime, she didn't have a single foul the rest of the half. So that was good. And we also started clicking on offense, and we went back to our defense called Buzz, and we, like Coach said, we got to our home bases, and we started doing good in the fourth quarter. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome, and I'm glad to hear that defense. I was looking back at him, and I can tell he's smiling, and you can tell that you girls, like, I know you girls perfected that. I want to say that's awesome, and that you guys are learning. That's awesome. I know that has to put a big smile on his face. And it was a good, it was a good win. And on that side, and so as far as our guys, Alex and Sawyer, go ahead and tell us what it was last night for you guys. And what was y'all's? I'll start off with this, Alex. What was y'all's message going into this game? What was y'all's plan?
Well, the first time we beat them by like 30 points, so we knew that they wanted to come back and play with us. And the first half we were down by two, so
Wow. And in the first, so you said in the first half you were down on two. So what were they just coming out strong? Did they have like a whole different game plan or Sawyer? Yeah. What was it? Did they have a whole different game plan or what was it?
We just really couldn't rebound the ball and we just kept making stupid turnovers over and over.
And so what was the adjustment? You know, what was Coach Brown? What was y'all's adjustment going into halftime?
We had to execute our plays better. We weren't executing them in the first half.
Were they running? Was Cornersville running like a man? To see, did they run a man to man or did they run a zone?
It was a man to man.
It was man to man. Okay, and let's see. A lot of times you guys do see man to man, right? Sometimes where you see, I know you had plays. We were talking about it, I think a couple episodes ago about that. And did rebounding get any better in the second?
It got a little bit better, but they still had a lot of offensive rebounds at the end of the game.
Yeah,
like 14.
And so we go in. So after playing Cornersville and everything, we've got Lincoln County this Friday here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we've got Lincoln County here, and have either teams have we played them before? And what was? Do you guys remember the outcomes? Mm-hmm. Of those, Erica's looking, like, shaking hand, like, yeah. So, go. You know, what is your expectations? And I'll ask you, girls, what is your expectations, girls, going into Friday night's game?
Last time we played them, I think we came out. Everybody was scared. I don't know why, but we just
like a bigger school, like a bigger school or something. Like, oh yeah, this is some big school and everything.
Yeah, we just weren't like fighting back at all. They stole the ball from us. I don't even know. We didn't hardly got off any shots because we couldn't get the ball off the floor. And yeah, so we'll have to make some adjustments the second time.
Sweet. Yeah. Any adjustments without like giving anything away? Maybe individually for yourself?
Me being a point guard, I need to control the ball more. But I think that we'll be better off the second time because we've got a few games under our belt. Because we played them like
it was very early. Yeah.
And I think, yeah, we've had some experiences now that I think we can adjust.
Yeah, and you learn a lot. It's so much different when you're playing a game, especially like even in tournament time. Like you play a team that, I mean, I know it's in the district, but say like where you play a team and, oh, my golly, we hadn't played them since the beginning. It's a huge, you may have beaten them or whatever, but you still can't. Yeah, you still can't let your guard down because that's at the beginning. And teams are still trying to get things figured out and everything. But as far as, and with you guys, what is y'all's mindset going into this game on Friday? And can you recap, the first game and then what's your mindset's going in for this game?
I think we need to bounce back because the first time we played them, we lost by like 40 points.
Yeah, 40 plus.
It was bad.
Yeah. And what are y'all's adjustments and what are y'all making? What's the mindset going in for this game?
Last time we played them, we couldn't really break their press, so I guess we're going to try and work on that a little better.
Yeah, yeah. So have you seen, like, the same press? Did they run the same press consistently then? Oh, sweet. Okay. And that'll be that'll be a good game, and they're coming actually here to Lynchburg, and it starts at Friday, 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then real quick, the next thing, we've got this game, Lincoln County, on Friday, and then we have district tournament. And district tournament will be next. Let's see, I'm sure you're getting this right. Next week, and it's here, right?
All of it's here.
Wow, this is weird saying this in Moore County's gym. This is everybody's looking at me like, oh my gosh. But going to Motlow, you have no idea. That was like not an advantage. I don't know if y'all knew about that, but that was not an advantage at all. So this is really cool that it's been. We're able to host it here and everything, and we. Talked a little bit before that you guys had, let's see, I want to get this, Eagleville, and then the guys have
Cornersville.
Yeah, you guys have to play Cornersville back to back. But as far as with the Eagleville game, I remember briefly this game, it was really, we got ahead really early, and then it got really close, it got close, and just kind of, bring us back to that last. Let's see, the last couple times we played them. We played them twice, I think. And so, Which one? Let's see. I don't know which one. It was the home game. We just played them recently, I think.
We just played them at home.
Yes, yeah.
Last week.
And I was talking about the one at Eagleville. Mm-hmm. The time we played them at Eagleville, I remember we got a large lead, and then, you know, they kind of shrunk it down and everything. But what was it like this second time around playing them?
I think that it was senior night, so I think everybody was kind of almost distracted almost. And we came out on fire, but they were on fire too, and we weren't playing any defense. And it was a close game the whole time. We shut down their best player the first half, but then we let her have like 14 points the second half. But it was a really close game, and it came down to free throws at the end, and Olivia was able to knock those down.
Wow. Yeah, so that's going to be good. And I know I know you guys got a lot for Friday and everything, and just taking. I know we got to take one game at a time, but it's really special to me, especially always being from Moore County, just growing up, and we never got a district game at home. You know, it was always at Molo, so it's just something really. To me, I feel like it's really special for, you know. I don't know if you guys are. You guys excited about? You guys seem a little bit excited that it's actually there, because I think definitely for those games, a lot of people. You know, Moore County's always had a lot of support from the parents, but I think a lot of people for that district tournament, a lot of people, it's going to be really good. It's going to be really good in that gym.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm excited about. And I wish you guys the best on Friday. Go get them. And
thank you.
Go Raiders and Raiderettes and Raiderettes. Raiderettes. And guys, stay tuned. We've got Coach Brown and Coach Spencer, and we're going to play some music, go dart for a little bit, and we're going to get everything switched on. So please stay tuned.